But let's say he said lehoyed dvor meyulam. If he answered back that these things never happened lehoyed dvor meyulam, then the lacha is huchta kafrin. Then I tell you huchta kafrin. We don't believe him. What he says lehoyed dvor meyulam. Rashi says we ain't a nemen alav b'shua. Rashi lehoyed dvor meyulam lo yidis lecha for edim sheshamu. That if he says I never admitted to you, and there are two edim that did admit it to you, then he's huchta kafrin. Rashi says he's not nemen anymore with the shvua. This the Kofra Kirl swears and frees himself, but if here that we know you're lying, you're possible to swear. Rav Papa brother of Acha Bar Ada, Hochi Yamrina Mishmei. The Rav said this way: the name of Rava. Kol Mili Tichdi Lei Dichiri Inchi. Things that people said that Matilda never really meant, they don't remember. So if he says the Hoyet Vermeulim is not called the Huchta Kafrin, it's not going to have meant it yesterday. Is that yesterday Reuven admitted to Shimon that I owed you $100, he never really meant it. He was talking just saying it to get rid of you. But it wasn't in front of two edim, he didn't mean it. So therefore, now that he says, Lohoyah Dvorim Yolam, he's Neman, that's not called Hochta Kafrin. Rashi, Dvorim Shachinam, Kleima, Hoyah V'yoysoy Do, Divrei Ruach Heve, it didn't mean anything. Yeah, so therefore, now that he says, Lohoyah Dvorim Yolam, that's not considered Hochta Kafrin. Hahud Gemara says, Hahud is a person, the Achmelei Edim. He hid two edim again behind the fence, lechavre the kilsay, Rasha behind the curtain, or else under the bed. Omalei said like this, and now Reuven went to Shimon and said, "Monali biyotcha, listen, you owe me $100." Omalei hein, Shimon said back, "Yes." Omar, so Reuven said like this to Shimon, "Listen, ira yoshchivi, the people that are sleeping here, the people that are up." Lehavi alecha sadi, let them be edim, what you're saying that you really owe me the $100. Omalei Shimon said back, Loi, no, I don't want that. I'm afraid. I don't want no edis here. Some Rav Kana said, Ho omalei, that you should know here it's no good, because he answered back and said, clearly Loi, I do not want them to be edim. So they're not called edim. Nothing more says, who another case was, the Achman edim, the Kivra lechavri. Also, a person hid to edim the kivrei. Yeah, the kivrei in a kever in a grave. He hid to edim. They were in the basic forest, and he hid to edim there. Omalei said to his friend there, "Monali biyotcha, listen, you owe me $100." Omalei hein, he said yes. So Reuben said back, "You so listen, chaya yomesi. Whether the people that are alive around here, the people that are dead around here." Just to say, listen, I want you to really admit to me now that whoever's around listening, they should be edim. Omalei, the guy didn't take any chance and said, no, I'm afraid, maybe I know. I'm afraid. So locher is, I'm Reb Shimon. Omalei, you can't use these edim, that's not called hoidor, even though there are two live edim there. But Shimon said back, listen, loy, I do not want them to be edim. If you do not want them to be edim, they are not considered edim. Omarevina vitemra papa. Shema mina from here we hear, meho. We learn from here that hold the Yom Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Tzarech Shiyei Meratan Edai, that we say when is it called a good Hoidor if Reuven admits that he owes Shimon $100, only when Reuven tells to Edim Atan Edai, I want you to be Edis here what I'm going to say, then Reuven really means it. Now Loishon of the Zoni said Ki Yom HaLoiva Loishon of Ki Yom HaLoiva Loishon of Ki Yom HaMalva, doesn't make a difference who said it, whether the Loiver is saying this now that I owe you $100. It doesn't make a difference whether the Malva said it. The Shostik Leiva. The Malva says, listen, I want you two people to be Edim here that the Leiva is admitting that he owes me $100. And the Leiva keeps quiet. And then it's good. Why? Because time of the Leiva Loi. The only reason why here it's not called Edim is because the Leiva said back no. Because here the case was the Malva said, listen, I want you to say your Edim now in front of two Edim. And the Leiva answered back and said no. That's why it's not called a good Hador. Avali Shostik. But if the Leiva would have kept quiet, the Malva says, listen, you're admitting to me, and I have two edim, and I want your Hoidor to be in front of two edim. If the Leiva just would have kept quiet, Hochinami, it would be called a good Hoidor. So that's how we say, you have to say, after Medai, Slav Dafka, that the Leiva, the one that's admitting, has to say to the edim, I want you to be my edim. Even if the Malva says it, it's also good. Another one says, Ahu, Tevi Korilei Kav Roshi. Person's name was called Kav Rosh. That was his nickname. They called him Kav Roshi. Rashi Mole Kav Shtoros Yeshalov. That's a lot of people owe him money. He owes a lot of people money. He has a lot of Shtoros. That was his nickname. Everybody used to call him. He's a big Baal Choyv, this guy. He owes a lot of people money. Omri says this. Man Masik B, you know who owes me money? Ela Ploini Yeploini. Like, you know who I have money by? Who do I owe money to? I only owe to Ploini Ploini. So-and-so I owe money to. Said, so also Tavul Medina. Those two people that he admitted that he owes money to, Reuven and Shimon, they both came to take the slavery to Bezdin. The Dina came to Rav Nachman. Omer Rav Nachman. Nachman said that means nothing what this Levi said. Because Adam Oster Shlolash Biasatzmoy. A person sometimes just says that I owe people money, even though he doesn't mean it. Because he does not want to look rich. See, even though he looks like he has the money, a lot of money right now, he does not want to show off with it. So he goes around telling people, the money I have, I owe it to other people. But really, he does not mean it. That's not called Hoidor if you say you owe this money to so and so. Ahud the heavy korelei achbara the shchiva adinri. People used to call him a mouse that lies on top of a dinner. That's what they used to call him. So Rashi says that means Osher was a very rich person, but he didn't have any enjoyment from his money, like a mouse that lies on top of money. He koshoked right before he died. Dami said like this: Palni or palni maskil bizuzi, that so and so owes me money. Maskil bizuzi. Don't forget, maskil bizuzi. I have his money. He said, before he died, he said, I owe so-and-so money. So, both of the Shokhev, after he died, also Tavinu Liyoshim. These two people now wanted to go to the Yoshim and said, listen, your father admitted that he owed to us the money, so pay us up. Also, the Karmel Rabbi Shema of Rabbi Yossi, they went in front of Mishma of Rabbi Yossi, Omelu, Kiyam Ri'odom Oster Shlolash Biyasatsum. When do we say the Svara? Then Odom is also Shlolash Biyasatsumai. A person will not satisfy himself. Han immediately when was it said, Mechayim, only when he's alive. He doesn't mean what he's saying. But here that the guy was dying, he would not say he owes other people money if he didn't know them. So it's really called a good haidor. Therefore, you Yoshim have to pay him. So what happened was, per palga. In the meantime, the Yoshim paid up his. But still, Tavid Ludino leader palga. This, the Baal Choyv came and took the Yoshim to another dinter and said, listen, you only paid us up his, you owe us the other his. So now, Osta came with Rabbi Chiyah. They went from another day, in front of Rabbi Chiyah. Oh, Malu, Rabbi Chiyah said like this. Kishem shodem osta shalash biyasatzim. He argues and says no. The same way when a person is alive, staying alive. If he says he owes somebody money, he has a right letter to say, I did not mean it. I only wanted that I should not look like I'm rich. Kach odem osta shalash biyasmanov. Before a person dies also, he could just speak out and say, I do not want my children, I owe money to other people. Even though he doesn't. He just doesn't want it to look as if his kids will yarshin him. But really he doesn't know them. So the fact you admit it means nothing. If so, Omrulei. So now the Yoshim said, listen, if so, Nezav and Hadar, let's make the slave give us back the money. Now the lach is that we don't have to pay it, but we paid our 50% already. So let's get back that money. Omru, he said back, no, you should know, for her Zokin, that the Zokin already, Paskin already. Therefore, since the first dying Paskin Yechayiv, that much we can't go against. Since there was a Pesach at Yechayiv, the money you gave was given al pidin, and that we can't retract. Rashi Rabbi Shmuel, Shekibaltim al piv, le'echla galmasha, so I can't argue what he did already. Now the Gemara says, Hoyda bifnei shnayim, let's say Reuven admits in front of two Eidim that I owe Shimon $100, for konami yodin, and they made a kinyan there. So locher is kaisvin. Then they go right there and write down the shtar hoydo. They write down the shtar that he admitted. V'yim lav, if they didn't make a kinyan, ain kaisvin, then you do not write down the shtar. Let's say he admitted in front of three of Lekonim Yodah and he didn't make a Kenyan. So Rav Amar Kaisvin, since he admitted in front of three, it's like a Bezdin, then the Bezdin has the right to write it down that Reuven admitted, even though they didn't make a Kenyan. Rav Asi Yomar, no, ain't Kaisvin, still you can't write it down. Since they didn't make a Kenyan, nothing doing. Have you do as a Maisa, the Choshle Rav, Lahod Rav Askit, it says that you cannot write it down since they did not make a Kenyan. Omar Rav Adam, Ravo, Hai Odisa, Ashtar Odisa. Odisa is a star saying that I admit that I owe somebody money. Let's say they wrote down the shtar saying that Reuven admitted in front of us three people that he owes money, but they did not make a kinyan. So, or it could be it wasn't written down yet, but zimnin kazvinin, zimnin kazvinin. Sometimes Bezdin has the right to write it down, and sometimes Bezdin does not have the right to write it down. Kenefa v'yatzvei, if stam it happened to be three people sitting there by themselves, then like kazvinin, then we cannot write it down. But Kanfinu, if the Leiv himself, the one that's admitting, he went to gather together the three people, then Kasvin, then they have right to write it down. Rabbi Rebbe says no.
Even if the Lev himself gathered together the three people, like Katrina, still we did not write it down. Until he says, I want you to be dayanim for me. No, even if he says, I want you to be dayanim, still don't write it down. Until they specify a place where to come. That they make up right now and take it to the din. And then that's called the good hoidah. Then you write it down. Let's say I admit that I owe you metaltlim. The economy of the, and we made a kinyan that I owe you a bushel of barrels. So lochur is kaisrin. You still have a right to write it down. The yimlazva didn't make a kinyan and kaisrin. What about the mekakoi? Let's say I admit that I owe you karka. For the economy of the, they did not make a kinyan. My, what's the locha? Meim ramar ain't kaisrin. Since they didn't make a kinyan, you can't write it down. Mazut ramar kaisrin, you could write it down. Vilkos the kaisrin. By karka, if you admit to karka, even though you did not make a kinyan, karka is something you don't play around with. So there we say he really meant it. Bezin has the right to write up a shtar hoidor. Ravine Nikloel and Mahadrin, he went to Mahadrin, Omele Ravdimi, Bar Ravuna, in the Mahadrin Ravina. Metaltli, let's say he admitted to Metaltlim. The Isnai Benayim was right here, Mai, and he admits like these Metaltlim right here I owe you. Omele Kamikarkadam has nothing like Karka that we could write it down even without a Kenyan. Ravashi Yamano, Kiva the Mechasra Givain, even though it's right here. But since you didn't collect it yet, Lotloi, you cannot write it down. He Yodisa, the star of Disa, the heavy Kosovo, did not say, Omolon Ksoibu the Kosovo, that he told us to write it down. Vavle, Sabai Ram Tevayu, Haino the Resh Lokish, Emma Resh Lokish, Chazok, and Adam Chosim al Ashtar, with them can ask them Godel, unless it was done when they were Godel. Here also, if you have a star, Adisa, Mistomo, the Loiva told them to write it down, so it's a good star. Masku Rapapi, Vitem Ravuna, Brother Yeshua, Niyika Midi, is there anything, the Anam Yadin, we do not know for sure. The staff with the Redina Yadi and the clerks there, they know.
So you know, like Rashi says, the Anamli Yadin and Kleima Yesh Dayonim Harvey, Shem Bikim Balochazu, they don't know this halacha, Shemano de Shnaim, Shlekonim Yodu and Kaisin, that they not make the kinyan, they can't write it down. So how can we say it's good? So what says Anachanami? Vesifra de Redina Yadda, the Seifrim, the clerks, you know. Tomorrow says, Shalinu, Lesafra de Abaya, they asked the question to the Seifrim of Abaya, the Yadi, they knew. The Sifu the Rabbi Yadi the Yosanu. So since they knew, therefore they said this law was okay. He Yudisa, there was a Shtar Adisa again, a Shtar Adisa was written down in the Shtar that the Edom saw and say that we heard the way Reuven said he admits that he owes money to Shimon. See Yudisa that we costed by Duchrin Pisgovin. That Duchrin Piskim, this is the remembrance of what happened. So Rashi explains, Loihoya Kosta Bo Zichrin Edus. Bloshin Adam, El Bloshin Zichron Dvorim, stop remembering what happened. Vu Loshin Dayonim, it's Loshin of Dayonim. So he wrote Loshin of Dayonim, it's Loshin of Adam, that's a shallow, it's good or it's no good. Alright, we'll stop here. Yeah, again, just last Gemara, and Dav Chuf Tess on the base, the bottom Gemara again was that the shallow was on the Shtar Odisa. Said Hanul the Resh Lakish Yom says the Yom Resh Lakish Chazok in Edom Chosim and Al Shtar Elim came Nasi Godol. See also the Shtar Odisi, even though it was not written inside the Shtar that Baal Dover told us to write it down, most probably it's still good since the Edom signed on it. Maskev Lo Rav Papi Vitamer Rav Hune Bred Yeshua Miikemidi, is there anything the Anan Lo Yadinan, like we ourselves are not so clear in this case. Rashi says, Yesh Dayonim Harbe Shein Bikim Malachazu. They don't know this halacha. That it, like, to say that the Shtar is written Becheskas Kasha. And, but the Sifra Deveidina Yadei, but the clerks of the Bezin, they do know it. So Moses says, yes. Shialinu was Sifra De Abaya. We asked the Seifrim of Abaya. The Yadi, they knew this halacha. How the Shtar Adisa has to be written down. And the Sifra De Rava, the Yadi, they also knew how a Shtar Odisa has to be written down. Now the Gemara's question like this. Hahi Odisa, there was the Shtar Odisa. Again, this is a Shtar that two Edom signed on it. And it says that the Loiv admitted in front of us that he owes the Mal of $100. So Hahi Odisa, Tevekosavei, was written like this. Duchrin Pisgamen. Say Lashon of Duchrin Pisgamen, the remembering of what happened. So Rashi says, Lohoye Kosav Bo Zichrin Edus. It did not say a loshen of Edis, a loshen Edim, and a loshen Zichron Devorim, just on remembering things. And that's the whole loshen Dayanim. That's the way usually Dayanim write, not the way Edim. And here all you had was just two Edim signed on it. So the question is this good or not? And weiter, the Gemara in Daf Lamed says,